A prayer for the children of Israel. Marriage. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. As a king, abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of Israel. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, so we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit and they are life. Grace be with our children's marriage with Jesus in their midst, saying, peace to you. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up our children, their house, and their nation. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the Father in heaven bless their marriage and keep them and their spouse. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with our children and their bloodline, and be with their soulmate. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on our children, their marriage, and their family. Lord, be their helper. Now may the God of truth keep our children and their bloodline from being unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what commune has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For our children and their spouse, joined together in a marriage covenant, are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, if our children or their spouse are not a child of God, then we pray that they will repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sins, and they will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. The God of love and peace has joined our children and their spouse as one, making them together the temple of the living God in an everlasting covenant of marriage, as friends and companions, always supporting one another, lifting the other up, and assisting one another in whatever need arises, two hearts as one for eternity, in a bond of loving kindness, mercies, faithfulness, righteousness, and justice, heirs together of the grace of life. And therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. Glory in his holy name, let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face evermore. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all earth. Remember his covenant always, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord of glory, according to the Spirit of holiness, may the Lord make our children and their spouse increase and abound in love to one another. Let their hearts be encouraged, being knit together in love. According to the will of our God and Father, may the Lord bring unity between our children and their spouse, two walking together in agreement. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant our children and their spouse to be like-minded toward one another, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind, according to Christ Jesus, that they may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, the fountain of living waters, in Christ we ask our God and Father to grant our children and their spouse to be of the same mind toward one another, speak the same thing, and that there be no division among them, but that they be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment, and one spirit, joined to the Lord and one spirit with him. May they always consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. May the God of all comfort teach our children and their spouse to pursue the things which make for peace, and the things by which they may edify one another. In the name of Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, may Christ dwell in their hearts through faith, that their marriage be rooted and grounded in love, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, with love, joy, peace, compassion, kindness, tender-heartedness, gentleness, goodness, being kind to one another, meek, faithful, and patient, slow to anger, and possessing self-control. May both our children and their spouse rule over their own spirit, not be like a city broken down without walls. In Christ we pray that both our children and their spouse take them captive, whose captives they are, and rule over their oppressors. Let our children and their spouse know how to possess their marriage in sanctification and honor. Let all things be done decently and in order with a pure heart, for truly God is good to such as are pure in heart. According to the zeal of the Lord of hosts, of the increase of their marriage and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of their marriage and over their house and their nation, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from this time forward, even forever. In Christ we pray that both our children and their spouse know that the Most High rules in the kingdom that is their marriage. Give God the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, their Savior, in Christ we plead with them both that in their marriage the husband will not give his strength to women, nor even to his spouse, but be one who rules his own house well, being the Savior of the family. May they and their spouse have such a great love for one another that they are each willing to lay down their life for the other in love. In Christ we pray that our children and their spouse will not dishonor Christ, for the head of every man is Christ, for they are the image and glory of God. According to his loving kindness, according to the multitude of his tender mercies, God, full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in mercy and truth, grant our children to know that their spouse is a precious gift of God, for their Father knows the things they have need of before they ask him, and he is able and willing to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to himself." In Christ we pray that our children remember always that their spouse is bone of their bones and flesh of their flesh. Their spouse is part of them. So with their spouse, become complete. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with them in their marriage. In Christ we pray our children love their spouse as their own body. They who loves their spouse loves himself. Therefore, nourish and cherish their spouse just as the Lord does them. For as husband and wife together, they are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Being a loving spouse, rendering to their spouse the affection due. Be trusting, be understanding. Husbands, give honor to their wife as to the weaker vessel. For if she is honored, husbands also will rejoice with honor. Let our children love their spouse always under all circumstances, giving themselves for their spouse and their family, just as Christ gave himself for them. May they set the love of their spouse as a seal upon their heart. Husbands, let their fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of their youth, as a loving deer and a graceful doe. Let her breasts satisfy him and always be enraptured with her love. Christ, we plead with our children that they will honor the spouse that God created for them, giving their spouse authority over their body, and they will not deprive their spouse except with consent for a time, that they may both give themselves to fasting and prayer and come together so that Satan does not tempt them because of their lack of self-control. Remembering at all times that they are not independent from their spouse in the Lord. For as a woman was from the man, even so the man also is through the woman. But all things are from God. In Christ we pray that their attitude and their actions reflect that they and their spouse understand that he who is called husband is no longer called master. God made the wife as a helper, husband and wife comparable to one another. The Lord has been witness between our children and the spouse of their youth. Their spouse is their companion and their mate by covenant. Therefore, take heed to their spirit, and in Christ we pray that they will not deal treacherously with the spouse of their youth. They will not seek to be loosed from their spouse. They will not depart from their spouse, and they will never divorce. Thus shall their marriage be blessed. The wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of their house, their children and grandchildren like olive plants all around their table, holy and godly in nature. Let their spiritual covering be grounded, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, sure and steadfast. The husband's leadership be in the will of God with diligence, teaching their wife and children the ways of the Lord in their own home. May our children protect their spouse and children, assist and support their spouse, keeping back nothing that is helpful to their spouse, exhort their spouse, encourage their spouse, pursue those things by which they may edify their spouse. If the wife of their marriage is seduced into making a vow, a rash utterance from her lips, and the husband hears it, then in Christ we pray that the husband will overrule her and make void the vow or rash utterance by which she bound herself. By his authority, her covenant with death will be annulled, and her agreement with Sheol will not stand. For God has made our children and their spouse both watchmen for their house, to go into the gaps to build a wall for them and their family, to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to make a wall and stand in the gap before God on behalf of their house, to stand continually on the watchtower in the daytime, and to sit at their post every night. We know their labor is not in vain, because God himself has built their house and watches over our children. Surely our children are known in the gates. Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works! Through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you. In the name of Jesus, our children and their spouse are washed. They are sanctified. They are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of their God. In Christ we pray, they and their spouse are sanctified, and all their children are clean and holy. According to the grace of God, may God, for God is love, grant that their marriage be glorious, not having wrinkles or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish, our children and their spouse being prepared by God, so that the service of the house of the Lord, their marriage, is set in order. Through Christ, their marriage shall be made alive, in good order, their faith steadfast, in the name of Jesus Christ, whose name alone is the Lord, who is the Most High over all the earth. May their marriage abide in love, abide in Jesus Christ, and him in our children, and in their spouse, and their marriage bear much fruit, a threefold cord that is not quickly broken. God made our children and their spouse one, having a remnant of the Spirit, a threefold cord. Therefore, let our children take heed to their spirit, and in Christ we pray that our children will not deal treacherously with the spouse of their youth. Our children who trust in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. To him be glory in their marriage by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. In the name of Jesus Christ, his wondrous works declare that his name is near. In Christ we pray for our children and their spouse to be virtuous, trusting, respectful, doing good, helpful, prudent, and submissive as fitting in the Lord, an excellent spouse, and the wife of their marriage be a crown to her husband, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit. According to all his righteousness, may the Lord help our children and their mate be a helpmate to their spouse, a companion, a champion, a friend, and supportive, assisting their spouse in whatever business or need that requires assistance. Let not rebellion and sedition be fostered in their marriage. In Christ we petition the Almighty God, a consuming fire, even a jealous God, that he who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, will bring light of revelation to their minds and peace to their hearts, that they both will hear his voice and not harden their heart as in rebellion, so that our children and their mate will understand that the head of every man is Christ, and will understand that the head of woman is man, and the head of Christ is God, and keep all things in the order of God. In Christ we pray that our children or their spouse will not be contentious, and thus be dishonored, disgraced, shorn, and shamed, because of a rebellion, which is the sin of witchcraft, or because of stubbornness, which is as iniquity and idolatry. In Christ we plead with them both. Do not reject the word of the Lord. Do not, in Christ we pray, leave the commandments of God and provoke him to anger. Christ we pray, the wife of their marriage will submit to their husband as to the Lord, honoring God. And may the husband of their marriage be a spiritual covering over her head, as is fitting in the Lord, and the wife be the glory of her husband, and together they both glorify God as God, and be thankful to him, guarding their thoughts so they do not become futile, and their hearts so that it does not become foolish and darkened. Let their desire be for their spouse only, and husbands shall rule over their wife, with understanding, giving honor to her as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that their prayers may not be hindered. Christ, we pray, our children will choose to be the spouse that God created them to be. Remember in all times that our children are not independent from their spouse in the Lord. Therefore, in Christ we pray that neither one of them will depart from him, and in the face of tribulation, adversity, fighting, and doing wrong to one another, they both will always seek reconciliation, pursuing those things that make for peace. For as the woman was from the man, even so the man also is through the woman, but all things are from God. Surely their heart can safely trust in their spouse, so our children will have no lack of gain, and may their spouse do them good and not evil all the days of their life. Inasmuch as there is none like you, O Lord, you are great, and your name is great in might. Who would not fear you, O King of the nations? For this is your rightful due. For among all the wise men of the nations in all their kingdoms, there is none like you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the bread of life, according to all his wonderful works, may the Lord help our children and their spouse create a peaceful habitation, an obscure dwelling, and in a quiet resting place for them and their family. And may Jesus, their friend, help them and their spouse watch over the ways of their household and keep them from eating the bread of idleness. Strength and honor shall be their clothing. In Christ we pray that the God of their strength will make them and their spouse energetic and strong, that they both will gird themselves with strength and strengthen their arm, be hard workers, rising early to take care of the needs of their household, creative, willingly working with their hands, and confident, perceiving that what they do is good and has value. God be their confidence, so that they and their spouse will be productive and enterprising like the woman that buys a field and from her profits plants a vineyard. O righteous Father, give them and their spouse the fruit of their hands, and let their own works praise them at the gate. In the name of Jesus Christ, let them and their spouse trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon God, the God of their strength. Sanctify them and their spouse completely, and help them both be rich in spirit, soul, and body, attractive to one another, body and soul, dressing like royalty in robes of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels. Let them both gird themselves with strength, open their mouth with wisdom, and on their tongue shall be the law of kindness. Our children and their spouse shall not be afraid of the winter for their household, for all their households shall be clothed with scarlet. Their clothing shall be of fine linen and purple. Their lamp shall not go out by night. Surely they both will be virtuous, and their worth is far above rubies, and much more precious than diamonds and gold. In the name of Jesus Christ, our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. May their children and their grandchildren rise up and call them both blessed. Our children shall also praise their spouse. The God of heaven and the God of earth bless their marriage, and may they realize an honorable, beautiful, godly marriage with Jesus Christ in the midst, filled with all the fullness of God, joined to the Lord and one spirit with him, a threefold cord entwined with the vine of life, abiding in Jesus Christ and being perfected in the love of God, bearing much fruit. God of life, make them complete in every good work to do his will, working in their marriage what is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Arise, shine, for the light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon our children and their spouse, for the spirit of the glory of God rests upon their marriage. Therefore, let them grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Let nothing come into their hearts or habits that would threaten their marriage. May our children and their spouse guard their mind against ungrateful attitudes, giving thanks for the gift that God has given them and each other. For the Lord God of Israel says that he hates divorce, for it covers one's garments with violence, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore, take heed to their spirit that our children or their spouse do not deal treacherously. Do not be drunk with wine or the things of this world, which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in their hearts to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. The Lord God, he who lays in Zion, a stone for a foundation, and a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, be the foundation of their marriage. In Christ we pray, God, the King of all earth, will also make justice the measuring line and righteousness the plumb line in their marriage. The hail will sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters will overflow the hiding place of those things that try to enter their hearts, or habits or thoughts that would threaten their marriage. May they love their spouse with a sincere love and do not be bitter towards one another. Now, the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. Therefore, do not let sin reign in their mortal body, that our children or their spouse should obey it in its lust. And they shall not present themselves as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present themselves to God as being alive from the dead, and their marriage as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over our children and their spouse or their marriage, for they are not under the law, but under grace. God of knowledge grant them and their spouse wisdom and grace to set in order the things that are lacking in their marriage. Grace and peace be multiplied to them and their spouse in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to them all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called them and their spouse by glory and virtue, by which they both have been given exceedingly great and precious promises. Through these, our children and their spouse shall be partakers of the divine nature of God, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. This in Christ we pray, that their love for one another may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that they may approve the things that are excellent, that they may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. In Christ we pray that their love for one another will cause them to suffer long with each other and be kind to one another. In Christ we pray that their love will keep them from envy, that they will not pray themselves be puffed up or behave rudely to each other. May their love be so strong for their spouse that they do not seek their own way, nor be provoked, nor think evil, nor rejoice in iniquity, but both they and their spouse rejoice in the truth. Through love, they and their spouse will bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things, and their love shall never fail. Let them both have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Let both them and their spouse be quick to forgive one another all their transgressions, loving one another fervently with a pure heart. If they forgive the sins of their spouse, they are forgiven. If they retain the sins of their spouse, they are retained. Let both our children and their spouse keep their marriage pure and undefiled. May the Lord make them and their spouse increase and abound in love to one another. May their perfect love cast out all fear, and may their marriage be made perfect in love. God, he who reveals secrets, make our children and their spouse one, as God and Jesus Christ are one. God is love. Love never fails. To God, their Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, his name is great in might, according to the exceedingly greatness of his power, May the Lord make a hedge around our children and their spouse, their marriage and their household, and around all that they have on every side. Bless the work of their hand, and their possessions shall increase in the land. Let the angels of the Lord encamp all around our children and their household, and deliver them and their family. Let the God of their defense give his angels charge over our children and their spouse to keep them in all their ways. In their hands angels shall bear them up, lest they dash their foot against a stone. May the Lord God of hosts give his angels special charge to accompany, protect, guard, defend them and their spouse, and preserve their marriage, and to provide safety for our children and their bloodline and their family, day and night. In the name of Jesus Christ, through him our children and their spouse will push down their enemies. Through his name, together they shall trample those who rise up against them. The Lord deliver their marriage from every evil work, and preserve them and their spouse for his heavenly kingdom. Give unto the Lord, O you mighty ones, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters of their marriage. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The Lord bless their marriage and keep our children and their spouse. The Lord make his face shine upon their marriage and be gracious to them and their spouse. The Lord lift up his countenance upon their marriage and give them peace. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with our children and their spouse and be an intricate part of their marriage. Let our children and their mate be encouraged, their hearts being knit together in love, and together they both attaining all riches of the full assurance of understanding to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ. Let them and their spouse love one another with a sincere, pure love from a good conscience, for love is of God. So may the love of their marriage be born of God, and they and their spouse know the love of God. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into the heart of their marriage by the Holy Spirit. Our children, with their mate, have been called to liberty. Only let them not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. Let all that they do be done with love, stirring up love and good works in their marriage. Now may the Lord direct their hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ. May their marriage be filled with joy, they and their spouse being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord of one mind. Sing praise to the Lord in their hearts, saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. And in his temple, their marriage, let both our children and their spouse say, Glory! As their marriage is an example to their children and their children's children, in the name of Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, let all their descendants realize an honorable, beautiful, godly marriage with Jesus Christ in their midst, filled with all the fullness of God, joined to the Lord in one spirit with him, a threefold cord entwined with the vine of life, abiding in Jesus Christ and bearing much fruit. We pray these words, a blessing, over all the marriages in their bloodline, all of their posterity, now and forever. Both riches and honor come from you, O God, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation, and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit, and we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in them. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So let your name, O God, be magnified forever. The Lord of hosts is the God over our children's marriage and the marriage of their posterity. So let the house of your servant be established before you, O Lord. Let the marriage of our children and their spouse be established before the Lord our God. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children.